It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, the Brooklyn Cyclones are set to host the Jersey Shore Blue Claws from Maimonides Park on historic Coney Island. Hey, everyone, what's going on? Thanks so much for being with us on this Thursday night. It is Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, not Hudson Valley. That was last week. We've got game two of game six of this regular season series between the two here as we close out the month of June. We're ready to almost begin the month of July, and the Cyclones saw their four-game winning streak come to an end a night ago, an opportunity to get back in the win column tonight for a Brooklyn squad that really struggled to figure it out offensively last night. Only four base hits all told on the night. Brooklyn plates just two runs. Matt Osterberg, Jersey Shore's starter, took a perfect game into the sixth inning. He was perfect through five and a third. Perfect games, a trend across both major and minor league baseball last night, I guess you could say, but a little more on that later. But for the time being, Justin, Brooklyn now with a chance to respond, get back in the win column, and hopefully muster together a little more offense tonight than they could put together a night ago.
Yeah, exactly that, Johnny. The pitching for Jersey Shore last night was outstanding. I mentioned Matt Osterberg at the beginning, and then the bullpen was outstanding at the back end of the contest as well. Tommy McCullum, Wesley Moore, and Orion Kirkering slamming the door shut on an 8-2 Jersey Shore victory. And Brooklyn does get a little bit of help tonight in terms of the lineup. Stanley Consuegra is back, reinstated off the IL prior to yesterday's game. He'll be in right field tonight, so that'll help. But we also saw Brooklyn struggle a little bit offensively at the start of the last series here at home last week against Hudson Valley. So another chance, another opportunity for the bats to get back on track tonight. And we'll have an opportunity to do that against Jersey Shore, who's going with a bullpen game today.
Brooklyn starter a night ago, Jeffrey Colon, struggled a bit, did allow six runs, five of them earned. But then after Colon, it was two major league rehabbers that appeared out of the Brooklyn bullpen, Eliezer Hernandez and Shawn Reed Foley, and one enjoyed his night a little bit more than the other. Hernandez pitched first. He allowed two runs on two hits over an inning of work, a two-run homer off the bat of Marcus Lee Seng, Jersey Shore's cleanup man. After that, Reed Foley came in and tossed a clean inning in which he struck out two batters. But again, the Cyclone offense just unable to do enough down the home stretch. They did score two in the bottom of the sixth on a two RBI double from Kevin Parada, who continues to be scorching hot, Justin. He's now got the hitting streak up to eight, the on-base streak up to 13. This is someone who we've seen the strides all year, but it really feels like now we've hit that point in the season where he's put it all together and the confidence is on full display.
Yeah, and it's really impressive when you consider the fact that Parada's been working on aspects of his load and setup at the plate prior to pitches. And Parada, as of late, has just been a monster with the bat in his hand. You look, dating back to the start of that homestand against Greenville several weeks back, has played in 16 games, hitting .339, an OPS over 1,000, a win runs created plus of 172. That is 72% better than the league average, which is at 100 for the WRC plus stat. So Parada has really figured things out. I know a lot of people were worried and concerned and had all these different takes on how Parada began the season when you consider the fact that he was one of the best pure hitters in last year's draft class. But All's well that ends well, and Parada is figuring things out at this level extremely well, and he's been a big reason why Brooklyn has won as many games as they have over the course of the last 2-3 weeks.
And he reached base twice yesterday as well, in addition to that 2-RBI double that he logged in the sixth. He also walked in his final plate appearance of the day in inning number 8. Stanley Consuegra, as you mentioned, Justin, inserted back into this Brooklyn lineup. Consuegra is someone who had been really a fixture towards the middle of that Brooklyn batting order before going down with an injury, but he is now back with the High A club after a couple of rehab appearances down in Florida. But Consuegra back, and the Cyclones definitely happy to have him back. He is inserted right back into the lineup in a prime spot, batting cleanup and playing right field. We'll get you our full starting lineups on both sides coming up shortly here on the Cyclone Radio Network. First, though, a quick look at tonight's pitching matchup. And for Brooklyn, it is an exciting pitcher towing the rubber. Maybe exciting doesn't even do it justice. Minor League Baseball's ERA leader, Tyler Stewart, at a 1.44 ERA, making his 13th start of the season. And last time out, he was just dazzling right here a week ago against Hudson Valley. Picked up the win over 7 2/3. The deepest a Cyclone starter has gone into a baseball game this year. Allowed only one run, a solo shot in the second inning, to parlay with 11 strikeouts. So Stewart will try to continue his dominance and really just continuing to mow down hitters here at the High A level. Doesn't matter the team, doesn't matter how high profile the opposing batter prospect might be on whatever list you might want to look at. Don't tell that to Tyler Stewart, because he has been absolutely spectacular on the mound all season long. A little bit of a different case for Jersey Shore tonight. They go with a bullpen game. It is Sam Jacobsack making the start for the Blue Claws. Jacobsack, someone who is more so a reliever, has pitched in 19 games so far this season, has started twice, but don't expect to see any serious length. The last time he was used as an opener went an inning and 2/3. So we'll see what the threshold is tonight for Jacobsack before Greg Brodzinski, the skipper for the Blue Claws, hands the baton off to the rest of his bullpen here on this bullpen day for Jersey Shore. But it is Cyclones and Blue Claws, game number 2 of the week on this Thursday night. So happy you could join us, and we've got it for you. After a break, we'll give you starting lineups ahead of baseball between the Cyclones and the Blue Claws from Maimonides Park on a gorgeous Thursday night. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss it.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
back here on the Cyclone Radio Network ahead of Brooklyn and Jersey Shore on this Thursday night on Coney Island. Blue Claws took the first game of the series last night, 8-2. Snap Brooklyn's season-high tying four-game winning streak. But Chris Newell's Clones an opportunity to start a new win streak today and grab their first win of the week against the Blue Claws. Each team coming into play tonight, an identical 3-1 record in the second half of the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Each half a game behind first place Aberdeen, who sits at 4-1 through their five games played so far in half number two. Now it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Blue Claws, as I mentioned, at 3-1. They'll try to make it 4-1, led by skipper Greg Brodzinski. Hau-Yu Lee is the leadoff man, like he was yesterday. He plays second base. Gabriel Rincones Jr. after him, the left fielder in the two-hole. Then Rickson Wingrove, the first baseman, he bats third. Marcus Lee-Seng is the cleanup man. He is in straightaway center field. Nick Ward bats fifth. He mans the hot corner playing third base. Identical 1-5 for Jersey Shore of Lee, Rincones, Wingrove, Lee-Seng, and Ward. Then things change a bit. Leandro Pineda is batting sixth. He's out in right field after DHing yesterday. That concludes a streak of five consecutive lefties in this Jersey Shore batting order. Eric Brito is the shortstop. He bats seventh, a righty. Wilfredo Flores is the designated hitter. He bats eighth. And then Andrick Nava doing the catching today. A day off for Anthony Kirion, who was the battery mate of Jersey Shore pitching a night ago. So one more time quickly. Lee, Rincones, Wingrove, Lee-Seng, Ward, Pineda, Brito, Flores, Nava. The starting nine for Jersey Shore, and their pitcher for tonight, at least to start things out, that'll be Sam Jacobsack. He's the opener on this bullpen day for the Blue Claws. Jacobsack in even 20 innings exactly so far this season across 19 appearances, two starts, a 4.95 ERA, an 0-1 record, 18 strikeouts to 13 walks with a 1.30 whip across those 20 innings. Now for the home Cyclones, also at 3-1 this year, led by their manager, Chris Newell. Alex Ramirez leads off. Day off in the field for Alex today. He's tonight's DH. Kevin Parada, after another multi-RBI day a night ago, stays in that two spot that he's really found a home in and does the catching. William Lugo is the three-batter today. He plays third base. Stanley Consuegra back in the Brooklyn lineup. Consuegra in the cleanup spot playing right field. After him, it's DeAndre Smith, the second baseman in the five-hole. Omar De Los Santos hits sixth. He's out and left. Then Mateo Gil after him, right back at first base, as he was yesterday. Gil hitting seventh and playing first. Junior Dillian is the shortstop. Dillian in the eighth spot, followed by Rylan Thomas, who made his Cyclone debut a night ago. He has shifted over one spot, was in right last night. He is in center tonight. Again, the starting nine quickly for the Cyclones. Ramirez the DH, Parada catching, Lugo at third. Consuegra in right, Smith at second, De Los Santos in left. Gill the first baseman, Tilly in the shortstop, and Thomas the center fielder. And the starting pitcher tonight for the Cyclones is none other than Tyler Stewart, making his 13th start of the season, 62 2/3 innings. And a large reason why he's thrown that number of innings is because, well, he's been pretty darn good. A 1.44 ERA, the best in all the minors. Only a 2-0 record for Tyler, though. But he does have 78 strikeouts to 20 walks and a minuscule 1.09 whip through those 12 starts on the season so far. So about two polar opposite profiles as far as the starting pitcher is concerned. Maybe the best starter that minor league baseball has seen all season in Stewart. And then an opener in Jacobsack, who probably won't go more than, oh, let's say, two innings tops. But it is the Cyclones and the Blue Claws. We've got it for you on tap on this Thursday night from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore. We'll take a break. Come on back. Then it's time to get you on your way with Justin Rock. For first pitch between the Clones and the Claws, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for Cyclones baseball on this Thursday night. Justin Rock, Johnny Gaudamowicz with you. Tyler Stewart, minor league baseball's ERA leader, on the hill for the Brooklyn Cyclones tonight. Coming off his second win of the season last week against Hudson Valley. Stewart standing at 6'9", 250 pounds, 23 years old from Kankakee, Illinois. Coming into play tonight, Stewart has been the model of consistency and dominance, making his 13th start, 2-0, a 1.44 ERA, 48 hits in 62 and two-thirds innings, 20 walks and 78 strikeouts. Stewart has been outstanding all season long. Stewart coming into play today, leading the league in left on base percentage, fielding independent pitching, second in XFIP coming into play today, third in strikeout rate, fifth in batting average against. A guy has done a little bit of everything throughout the first half plus of the 2023 season. New number 18 Mets prospect, according to Baseball America. And he'll face off against Hao Yu Lee, who leads off in the top half of the first inning. Lee, 1-for-5 with a RBI last night, hitting at 261 overall this year, 2 homers and 19 RBIs. Lee is ready. So is Stewart. A righty from the windup. Our first pitch of the ballgame is lined out in a right field. Coming on is Consuegra. And Stanley Consuegra, the first pitch he sees back in the Brooklyn lineup, makes the grab. And there is one out in the top of the first. Consuegra back for the Cyclones after being reinstated off the IL yesterday. So one pitch, one out, brings up Gabriel Rincones. Righty offers, and Rincones swings and misses at a back foot slider. It's 0-1. Rincones 2-for-5 last night, playing in his 14th game for Jersey Shore, hitting at 236, no homers, 5 RBIs. The 0-1 pulled on the ground to first, gobbled up by Gill, who takes it to the bag himself for the second out. So 3 pitches, 2 outs for Stewart tonight. Let's take a look at Brooklyn defensively. Left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Rylan Thomas, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, you've got William Lugo, Junior Tillian, DeAndre Smith, and Mateo Gill, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. Alex Ramirez, the DH tonight. Rickson Wingrove will dig in, and the first toss he sees taken low. And the count 1-0. Wingrove, 1-for-5, scored a run last night, hitting at .264, team-high 11 homers and 45 RBIs. The 1-0, and Wingrove stepping out of the box, looks at a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. Stewart, his last time out against the Renegades, 7 2/3 innings, the most thrown by a Cyclone starter in almost 2 years, as Wingrove laid on his slider. It's 1-2. Struck out 11. And a Brooklyn victory. Looking for a 1-2-3 first. His 1-2 pitch outside and low. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Became the first Cyclone since Kevin Cantillon to record a game in which he struck out 10 or more through 7 or more innings as well. As Wingrove rolls over on 1-2, fielded by Smith. Stewart over to cover the bag as Gill was caught in between whether to field or go cover first. But good communication between the triumvirate, Smith, Gill, and Stewart. A 4-1 ground out closes out a 1-2-3 inning. We are through a half a frame. Jersey Shore nothing. Here comes Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, Brooklyn coming to bat against the right-hander Sam Jacobson. We'll get a spot start for Jersey Shore tonight. Bullpen game for them, one of two bullpen games Greg Brodzinski's club will have this week. Jacob Sack, the right-hander, standing at 6'4", 195 pounds. Celebrated his 25th birthday earlier this month from Milton, Massachusetts. Alex Ramirez will lead things off against him. Ramirez hitless last night, 0-for-4, is 0-for his last 11. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch of the night, and a fastball cut on and missed by Ramirez. And the count 0-1. Ramirez hitting at .236, 5 homers, a team leading 31 RBIs. Jacob Sachs 0-1. And Ramirez takes in the dirt. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacob Sack making his 20th appearance and third start. 0-1, a .495 ERA. The 1-1 and a breaking ball fouled off to the right. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacob Sack, 13 hits allowed in 20 innings. That is not Sam Jacobsack. That is a large pink inflatable banana. There's Sam Jacobsack. 13 walks, 18 strikeouts, breaking ball up and in. And the count evens at 2-2. Jacobsack pitched out of the bullpen his last time out. That was Saturday against Rome. Threw a scoreless inning. Started his 2 outings prior. The 2-2. Ramirez takes low, and the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Went an inning and 2/3 against Rome last Tuesday and went 2 innings, gave up a run against Wilmington on the 15th of June. The payoff, and Ramirez takes low for ball 4. So Alex works a leadoff walk, and Brooklyn has one on and nobody out. Ramirez entered play today, fourth in the South Atlantic League in walks during the month of June. That is 16th free pass during the month. Tyler, make that his 17th. And now here is Kevin Parada. Drove in Brooklyn's only two runs last night with a double in the sixth. First pitch, and Parada takes down and in. One ball and no strikes. Kevin hitting at 268. That leads the team. Seven homers, also a team best with 29 RBIs. Throw back to first, and Ramirez dives back. Hazy skies, but no clouds across the horizon here on Coney Island this evening. Right now, 76 degrees. According to AccuWeather, real feel at 78. Runner goes. Pitch is a called strike. Throw down to second. The tag. Not in time. Ramirez underneath the tag of Hao Yu Lee. It's a strike to Parada. Count one and one. But Alex with a stolen bag, and he's in scoring position with nobody out. Seen that become more of a tendency with Ramirez. A leadoff walk and then promptly stealing second to get into scoring position. They count one and one. And Parada takes a breaking ball low. Two balls and one strike for Ramirez. That is 11th stolen bag of the year. Tied for third on the team. Alex leads off second to 2-1, and Parada, high fly ball, left center field. Playable, though, for Lee. Sang back into his right. He'll make the grab. Strong throw a little bit short to third base as Ramirez stays put. So Parada just misses barreling one up. One out in the first for William Lugo.
Yeah, for Ramirez, Justin, we've seen that speed not only on display on the base pads, but defensively recently as well. Seems like there's been an uptick in balls hitting to the gap that Ramirez just makes it a point to routinely track down. It's not a surprise he's swiping bags as well.
First pitch to William Lugo, a swing and a miss. They say it was not a foul ball. Ramirez thought it was, so he stays put at second base and does not advance on what could have been a wild pitch. It was a cross up there between Nava and Jakubczak, and thus Nava going out to the mound to have a talk. Defensively behind Jakubczak tonight, left to right in the outfield, Gabriel Rincones Jr., Marcus Lee Sang, and Leandro Pineda. Third to first around the infield, Nick Ward, Eric Brito, Hao Yu Lee, and Rickson Wingrove with Andrick Nava doing the catching behind the plate. Lugo was 1-for-4 with a double last night, hitting at a buck 97. 34 for 173, six homers, 16 RBIs. Fire truck sirens going off in the distance, throw back to second. And Ramirez dives in safely.
Well, that's the second time on this trip around the bases alone that Ramirez has had a little bit of a closer than I'm sure he would have liked dive attempt back to get in safely. He's got to be careful out there, can't get caught.
Big lead off his second, the 0-1. And Lugo fights it off the hands, no balls and two strikes. National League All-Star starters were just announced on ESPN. We knew Ronald Acuna Jr. would be there for the Braves. But the other eight roster spots announced as well. As Jakubczak looks the runner back to second, that's his last look over and step off during this at-bat. But Sean Murphy of the Braves will be the starting catcher. Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers gets the nod at first base. The 0-2 pitch, Lugo bouncing ball up the third baseline. Stays foul, count remains 0-2. Luis Arraez will be the starting second baseman representing the Marlins. And how about this? It will not be Francisco Lindor representing the National League shortstops, but Orlando Arcia of the Atlanta Braves will be a first-time All-Star. Righty offers, and Lugo sends another one back. And the count is still no balls and two strikes. Nolan Arenado will be the starting third baseman from St. Louis. The outfield alongside Acuna. How about Corbin Carroll, the rookie from the Diamondbacks, along with Acuna and Mookie Betts from the Dodgers. The 0-2 sails high, count 1-2.
So you get three Dodgers and three Braves.
Yeah, the latter, the DH, J.D. Martinez. So the Dodgers also getting selected. And apparently the shortstop race was not all that close. Orlando Arcia had 69% of the vote. Ramirez breaks for third. Lugo, a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Back into his right. Rincones at the warning track. Off the very top of the fence and gone. Off the very top of the Xavier High School signage, right above where the white X is on that maroon sign, a two-run home run for Lugo. He can't contain his laughter, and Brooklyn takes a 2-0 first inning lead. His team high tying its seventh home run of the year, RBI 17 and 18, and give the outfield wall an assist. .82 miles an hour off the bat, 315 feet, as Stanley Consuegra takes outside for ball one.
And if it was a tenth of a foot shorter, I don't think it would have cleared, Justin.
It absolutely would not have, as Consuegra takes a called strike. It's 1-1. We've seen some long home runs this year here at Maimonides Park. That might be the shortest. A 1-1 cut on and missed in the count 1-2. Lugo and Jeffrey Colon, Cesar Bribessi laughing. Bribessi giving Lugo the play-by-play in the dugout. 1-2, and a breaking ball at the knees for strike three called. So Consuegra down on strikes. First strikeout tonight for Jacob Sack. And there are two out in the first inning for DeAndre Smith. Smith 0-for-3 last night was hit by a pitch. DeAndre hitting at 255 in 15 games. No homers, three RBIs. Righty offers, and Smith takes a strike at the knees. And the count 0-1. Smith just 4-for his last 30. In his previous nine games coming into play today, the 0-1 taken low. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, Smith got off to a good start here in Brooklyn. Pitchers have adapted. Now up to DeAndre to make his own adjustments as he takes inside for ball two. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes is Brian Laws. Elliot Melton on the bases. 2-1. And Smith takes a breaking ball for a called strike. And the count evens at 2-2. Jacob Sack, fastball slider, can also throw a curveball. The 2-2, Smith off the hands towards the first base seats, and it remains at two balls and two strikes. Here's a souvenir. Love the T-shirt. Ronnie Mauricio, Brooklyn Cyclones T-shirt jersey. 2-2, sails high, 3-2. I always love seeing that throughout minor league baseball when the minor league teams have the players on the back. I saw that in Aberdeen with Jackson Holliday. We've seen that a lot here on Coney Island with Alvarez and Mauricio and Brett Beatty. It's just a nice touch. The payoff pitch outside in low ball four. And Smith works the second walk for Brooklyn in the inning.
Even Jersey Shore, their jerseys tonight have the last names written on the back above the number going across the shoulders. We've got a couple nice jerseys in the house tonight. A St. Louis Cardinals white Nolan Arenado jersey was seen earlier as well. Always nice to keep us on our toes and see what sort of unique threads fans are bringing to the ballpark.
Pitching coach Phil Condari out to the mound to talk with Jacob Sack. He's already up at 27 pitches here in the first inning, so the Blue Claw bullpen already up and beginning to stir. As normally in the minors, don't like to see pitchers throw more than 30 in a single inning. Very rarely do you see that happen. And now his friends texting him, tweeting at him, saying, hey, you're just on TV. Got the glove resting on the front seat in front of him. Couldn't ask for a better day for a ball game here on Coney Island. Second game of this six-game series. Game number eight of this 12-game homestand. One of two two-week homestands Brooklyn will have this year. Other one will come in August. Runner goes. First pitch to Omar De Los Santos. Hit in the air down the right field line. And this will get into the seats. It's no balls and one strike. One on, two out. Bottom of the first. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead.
Well, for Jersey Shore, they knew that Jacob Sack was not going to remain in this ball game all too long being used as the opener. But you obviously want him to at least get out of the woods in the first inning from a Blue Claw perspective.
Righty offers. And De Los Santos takes high. It's one ball and one strike.
But as you mentioned, Justin, closer he gets to 30, soon we'll cross that threshold. You have to wonder how much longer the leash is going to be on Jersey Shore's opener.
Runner goes, pitch down and away, lost on the transfer by Nava. And DeAndre Smith easily sliding feet first into second base without a throw. Second stolen base of the inning for Brooklyn for Smith. That is his fourth stolen bag of the year. And Brooklyn, a man in scoring position with two out. De Los Santos hitting at 207. Four homers, 21 RBIs. The 2-1. And De Los Santos, a high drive to left. Back goes Rincones looking up. It's one hop off the fence. Smith will score standing up. De Los Santos on his way to second, and he'll slide in there head first with an RBI double. 12 double. 22nd RBI of the year for Omar De Los Santos, and Brooklyn has a 3-0 first inning lead. This time the ballpark big enough to hold it. Rincones had to play it off the fence. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. And that'll be it for Sam Jacobsack tonight. With Carlos Betancourt up and warming in the Blue Claw left field bullpen. With Jacob Sack at 31 pitches in the inning, it'll be the skipper Greg Brodzinski out of the third base dugout to make a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Three runs in for Brooklyn on the strength of two hits so far in the first. Looking to add to it. Man in second, two out, a 3-0 lead on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Sam Jacobsack's day is done, and it was a short one for the Jersey Shore opener. He goes only two-thirds of an inning, allows two hits, one strikeout, and two walks. The run's not yet final. Cyclones already up 3-0, and a runner on second base in Omar De Los Santos after his RBI double. New pitcher in the game, Justin, it's Carlos Betancourt. His Blue Claws trailing 3-0 here in the first.
Thank you, Johnny. Mateo Gil, the batter. And the first pitch from Carlos Betancourt misses down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Betancourt, right-hander, standing at 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. 22 years old from Cumana, Venezuela. Same hometown as Yoander Suarez. The righty's 1-0, and Gill a sharp ground ball, but foul of the third base line. It's 1-1. 104 miles an hour of exit velo there. The numbers for Mateo so far this year was 1-for-4 last night. In Brooklyn, hitting at .199 in 40 games. 27-for-136, 6 homers, 21 RBIs. De Los Santos takes his leadoff, second the 1-1. And Gill laid on the fastball. It's 1-2. Betancourt making his 19th appearance, 2-3, a .424 ERA. 34 hits in 40 and a third innings, 18 walks, 45 strikeouts. The 1-2, breaking ball hit in the air down the left field side. This will get out of play. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Betancourt pitching for the first time since Saturday. Tossed one inning, gave up an unearned run. The young fan comes away with a baseball. He's given up at least one run in every outing dating back to May the 21st. This is a ground ball in the hole between third and short. Picked by Ward to his left. Throw to first in time to retire the side. But Brooklyn erupts for 3 runs in the opening inning. The big blow, a wall-aided 2-run home run to left by William Lugo. At the end of 1, 3-0 Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, top of the second inning. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead on Jersey Shore. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Tyler Stewart needed only 8 pitches to retire the side in the first. He'll face Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, and Leandro Pineda in the top half of the second. Last two starts, Stewart has allowed a leadoff home run to start the second. That's the only run he's allowed in each start. The first pitch of the inning to Lee Sang, taken down and in for ball one. Lee Sang homered last night. Hit a long one off Major League rehabber Eliezer Hernandez. 1-0. And a back foot breaking ball hits Lee Sang in the foot. And he's aboard to lead off the second inning. It's about as inconspicuous a hit by pitch as you'll ever see. So no home run to lead off the second. But Lee Sang is Jersey Shore's first base runner tonight. One on and nobody out for Nick Ward. Ward, 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored, or 2 runs scored last night, was also hit by a pitch. Hitting at .249, 5 homers and 32 batted in. Righty offers, and Ward fouls it off his foot before it rolls onto the field of play. It's no balls and a strike. Ward, 27 years old, 34th round pick of the A's back in 2018, played for Team Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic. A lot of different players on this Blue Claw team played for teams during the WBC. The 0-1. Low, it is 1-1. Multiple players from Team Australia and Team Great Britain. It was Ward and Malik Bins for Team Great Britain. And Rickson Wingrove. And that pitch inside gets away from Parada, looked up, but it's on the ground. And Lee Sang on to second base with a wild pitch. So a rare wild toss by Tyler Stewart. And the Blue Claws have a man in scoring position with nobody out. Just the third wild pitch Stewart has unleashed this season. And also Mitch Newenborn on that Australia World Baseball Classic team. Right arm dangling at Stewart's side as he gets the sign. His 2-1. And Ward, a ground ball right side of the infield, past the mound, fielded by Gill. Bobbles, has no play anywhere. It'll be an infield base hit for Nick Ward. And the Blue Claws threatening a hit batter and a walk, or rather a single. And they have runners at the corners with nobody out.
The right fielder, number 41.
Just a swinging bunt ground ball, hit it in a perfect spot. Got it past the pitcher's mound, made it a tough play. And once Gill couldn't find the seams, it was easy for Ward to reach base. So men at the corners, nobody out for Leandro Pineda. Was 2-for-3 last night with a walk, had a double and an RBI. Not about as long a double as you can have. He probably hit the ball to dead center last night, maybe 100 feet further than William Lugo's home run ball in the first inning. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch outside. And the count 1-0. Pineda hitting at 207. Four homers, 31 batted in. Playing in his 60th game of the campaign tonight. 1-0. Outside and high. And it's two balls and no strikes. Stewart's thrown as many balls as he has strikes so far today. Right arm dangling at Stewart's side. Lee Sang off a third. Ward it takes his lead from first. The 2-0, and Pineda completely fooled. Nasty breaking ball in underneath the hands. Swing and a miss in the count. Two balls and a strike. Brooklyn today wearing the navy alternates. Cyclones in gold script lettering across the chest with a red drop shadow. Throw back to first, and Ward dives back. Gold numerals front and back with that same red border. Long navy sleeves at either end of the top for Stewart. White pants all the way down, just above the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. Throw back to first again. And Ward just getting underneath the tag of Gill. And the count still two balls and a strike on Pineda. Ward does like to run. 2-1. And Pineda, a high fly ball right center field, will be deep enough to score the run. Thomas in the alleyway makes the catch. Tagging from third, Lee Sang. Throw comes into second base. That'll hold Ward at first. It's a sacrifice fly for Pineda, his 32nd RBI of the year. And the Blue Claws are on the board. It's 3-1.
The shortstop number two, Eric Brito.
So Pineda just gets underneath that ball. Couldn't quite drive it the way he'd like. Man at first, one out for Eric Brito. Brito had an RBI on a ground out last night, was 0-for-3 and was plunked by a pitch. First toss to the righty hitter. On the inside corner, it's 0-1. Brito has reached in six straight games, playing in his 13th with Jersey Shore, 8-for-38, has seven RBIs. The 0-1, thought about offering at the slider, did not go on appeal, says Melton. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Dirt-stained white cleats buried into the ballpark mound for Stu. Navy cap, navy bill with the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. Throw back to first. And Ward able to get back. Lights have flickered on here on Coney Island. Not as much of an effect just yet. Brooklyn a 3-1 lead in the top of the second. Stewart works from the first base side of the hill. The righty's 1-1, and Brito gets jammed towards the third base coach's box. Nice barehanded play by the former catcher and current Blue Claw manager Greg Brodzinski. And it's one ball and two strikes. Brodzinski, a former Phillies minor leaguer back in his playing days. And I need to find out from the Brodzinskis if he participated in the New Jersey State Coaches All-Star Game in either 2009 or 2010. If so, I might have called one of his games. Went to Bishop Eustis High School in New Jersey. As Brito takes inside, it's 2-2.
That'd be quite the coincidence.
That's one of the things I've just loved about baseball. It becomes such a small community, more than just for the players and the coaches. And for us as broadcasters, so many different guys we've seen in different places might get connected with again, whether we knew them or not. Throw over to first, and Ward dives back. And just look at this Brooklyn roster for you, Johnny. Called games for Paul Gervais in the Cape League, and now here you are calling his games again in Pro Bowl.
Small world, and that's some.
But that's what makes it fun, among the many other reasons. Runner goes 2-2. Foul towards the first base concourse. And it remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And these are just the ones that we're aware of. I'm sure, you know, you consider how this works with how many different guys have crossed paths, playing in same leagues, similar high schools, same district. I'm sure there are plenty that have gone unnoticed, not just at the high A level, but across the minors and across baseball as a whole.
2-2. Fought off the hands towards Brooklyn's dugout, off the screen and into it. And it remains at 2-2 on Brito. I'm going to say, I was having that same kind of conversation with Tyler Stewart in the Jersey Shore visiting clubhouse. Richie Bennis coming away with a souvenir. Cyclones hitting coach, native of the Bronx. But Stewart played in the Cape League for the Bourne Braves, the same Cape League team that I worked for. And we were just trading stories back and forth. And I mean, we were there totally different times. Throw over to first, not in time. Ward able to get back, and that was the third throw over by Stewart. So Ward granted second base on a balk. Seen that been called more this year, in large part because we've seen more pitchers risk that third throw over. Usually when you have two, the guy would not make the toss over again in order to prevent that kind of balk. But if you feel you have a chance to get him, sometimes it's worth taking the risk. We'll see if it pays off.
Stewart does have a lightning quick pickoff move as well, so tough to blame him there.
2-2 pitch. Another one foul to the screen. And the next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat between Stewart and Brito. Look at Stewart. His ERA nearly a full run better than anybody else among qualifiers in the South Atlantic League coming into play tonight. Josh Stefana Hickory at 2.17 is second lowest. 2-2. Sails high. And the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good at bat here from Brito. Brito just 21 years old, celebrated his 21st birthday back in May from Venezuela. Blue Claws have a run in the second inning. Another man in scoring position with one out. The payoff. Breaking ball inside nearly hits him. And Brito is on with a one-out walk. So Brito wins the 9-pitch battle. A rare free pass given up by Stewart. And Victor Ramos out of the first base dugout to have a chat with the right-hander and the Brooklyn infield.
Well, Justin, we spent some time discussing the NL All-Star starters. The AL starters have just been released, and practically the entirety of the infield belongs to the Texas Rangers. Jonah Heim, the catcher, Marcus Semien, the second baseman, Corey Seager at short, Josh Jung at third. The only infielder not on the Rangers, that'd be the first baseman, Yandy Diaz of the Tampa Bay Rays. Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena, Aaron Judge in the outfield, Shohei Ohtani, of course, the designated hitter.
Long conversation on the hill between Ramos Stewart and the Brooklyn infield. Alfredo Flores will be the batter for Jersey Shore. They have the tying runs on base. Flores last played as a pinch hitter on Sunday, struck out hitting for Fraylin Mignetti. Last started on Saturday was 1-for-4. Hitting at 316 in 43 games, no homers, 13 RBIs. Been a laborious second inning for Stewart. Next pitch will be his 20th of the frame. Righty's first pitch, and Flores laid on the cheese up and away. It's no balls and one strike. And I'm sure Aaron Judge will not play in that All-Star game, so somebody else will help fill out that outfield spot for the American League coming up in a couple of weeks. The 0-1. Fouled away. It is 0-2.
Have to imagine maybe Luis Robert of the White Sox is a name that will get thrown around. He's had a scorching hot past 2 weeks in particular.
And there are just so many unique all-stars, I would say, especially in the American League this year. Jonah Heim, Yandy Diaz, Josh Jung. The 0-2. Fought off the hands. We'll do it again. Guys that if you told they would be starting the All-Star game when the season began on March the 30th, some would go no way, and another grouping of people would probably answer,
huh?
Who are those guys? Another 0-2. This is up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Andrick Nava, the catcher, waiting on deck. Not quite as much on the National League side. Maybe Luis Arraez and Orlando Arcia. The 1-2. Flores in the air down the left field line. This one will be ticketed for the seats. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Been a lot of foul balls in this inning for Jersey Shore, just wasting strike after strike from Stewart. Say Brito. Fouled off three pitches with two strikes. Flores has fouled off a pair. One, two. Flores in the air, left center field. Over to his left is De Los Santos. He'll make the catch. Everyone stays put. Ward retreats back to second. And there are two out in the inning for the catcher, Andrick Nava. Nava did not play last night. 0-for-3 with a walk on Saturday. Nava, switch hitter from the left-hand side, hitting at 203. A homer and 16 RBIs. Brooklyn a 3-1 lead with two on and two out in the second. Righty fires, and a slider misses outside. It's 1-0. It'll be interesting to see who ends up being the starting pitchers in the All-Star game coming up July the 11th in Seattle. 1-0, and Nava line drive center field. Back into his left is Thomas. He'll make the grab and end the inning. So for the third straight start, the leadoff batter of the frame comes around to score against Tyler Stewart. But like the other second innings, Tyler stems the damage right there. For the Blue Claws, one run, one hit, two men left at the end of 1.5, 3-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718 937-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Carlos Betancourt out for his first full frame of relief. Line now official tonight for the starters, Sam Jacobsack. Two-thirds of an inning, three runs all earned on two hits, walk two, struck out one. 31 pitches, 17 strikes for the right-hander. Junior Tillian, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, 8-9-1. Two up for Brooklyn in the home second inning. Blue Claws made a roster move earlier today. Mitch Neuenborn reinstated off the development list, and Carlos Francisco, who is the Blue Claws' all-time leader in games pitched, transferred to Double-A Reading for the first time. Junior Tillian to lead off, and the first pitch from Betancourt is low for ball one. Tillian, one for four last night, broke up the perfect game bid. And he drives one in the air to left. Back goes Rinconis to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one bang off the video board. The first Cyclones home run for Junior Tillian goes right off his body on the digitalized video board. Out in straightaway left. Brooklyn gets the run back. It's 4-1 in the second. .2 miles an hour off the bat, 351 feet. Seventh overall home run this year for Tillian, and he got all of it, Johnny.
That he did. Squared it up, barreled a baseball, and good things happen when you hit the ball that hard.
Here's Ryland Thomas, takes outside for ball one.
Really felt like Tillian needed that, someone who was just scorching hot to end his stint with St. Lucie. Hasn't really figured it out too much since coming up to Brooklyn.
They say Thomas went around, and the count 1-1. Thomas made his Cyclones debut last night. Scored a run, walked, and was hit by a pitch. 1-1 to the lefty, and he takes inside, 2-1. Thomas was hitting .303 at Single-A St. Lucie, had a homer and 9 RBIs in 36 games. At the belt, the 2-1. And Thomas, a line drive left center field. Moving to his right is Lee Sang to make the grab. And there is one out in the second. Back to the top of the order, and Alex Ramirez walked his first time up, came around to score on the Ramirez, or rather the Lugo home run. Also stole a base. Jersey Shore tonight in the road Grays. Red numerals front and back as Ramirez grabs a piece, fouls it off the catcher's mitt. And the count 0-1. Jersey Shore in light blue lettering across the chest. Gray pants all the way down to the ankles, red and blue piping along the side. Powder blue cap, red bill with the crab silhouette logo on the front. The 0-1, Ramirez fouls it off the catcher, Nava. Count moves to 0-2. So a pair of home runs tonight for Brooklyn, who's already doubled their scoring total from last night with one out in the second. Betancourt's 0-2, and Ramirez strikes out. Pull the string down and away. 88-mile-an-hour change. And Ramirez down on strikes. Two out. And the second inning for Kevin Parada, flied out to center his first trip. Parada, 13-game on-base streak, 8-game hitting streak entering the night. And he takes down and in for ball one. Hitting .419, a .1342 OPS during the 8-game hitting streak. Six of his 13 hits have gone for extra bases in that time. As the 1-0 taken for a strike, it's 1-1. Less of a pronounced bat waggle before the pitch comes. Also holds that bat a little bit closer to his body. Doesn't have the top pointed down towards the ground. It's Parada. Swings and misses at the high fastball. It's 1-2.
Now it's almost more parallel with the ground. You think about earlier in the year, that stance, Parada really had it angled back almost so much so to a point where it was almost perpendicular to the ground.
1-2. Low and away, two balls and two strikes. Base is empty, two out, bottom of the second. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Couple of home runs already tonight. A two-run shot from Lugo. And a solo homer earlier in this frame from Junior Tillian. 2-2. And Parada strikes out on the off-speed down to end the inning. So Betancourt picks up consecutive strikeouts to end the inning. But Junior Tillian gets the offense going in the frame with a bang. Literally banged one off the scoreboard and left for his first high A home run. We're through 2-4-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived here at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar on the third base concourse by the team store. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come on down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Top of the lineup, due up for Jersey Shore in the third. And due up to the play-by-play microphone is my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
All right, Justin. Thank you so much. Tyler Stewart set to go through this Jersey Shore batting order for the second time tonight. Only run he's allowed came on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Leandro Pineda in the top of the second. All told, it is Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore 1 as we enter the top of the third. 1-2-3, how you Lee. Gabriel Rincones Jr., then Rickson Wingrove, the three in the frame to start for the Blue Claws. Stewart ready to go. Lee into the righty batter's box, and the first pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Brooklyn put up a three spot in the bottom of the first, gave up a run in the top of the second, and responded with one in the home second. A one. Fastball misses just off the plate away. And it's a ball and a strike now to the Jersey Shore second baseman, How You Lee. Lee yesterday, 1-for-5. A run batted in. 1-1. Called strike on the outer half. And it's a ball and two strikes now to Lee. At 267 so far this season is the Jersey Shore leadoff man. Brooklyn infield playing back. 1-2. Misses just off the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes now to Lee. Number 5 prospect in the Philadelphia organization, according to MLB.com. And he's riding a 6-game hitting streak. Stewart, a high left leg kick, 2-2. Breaking ball misses away. He did not go on appeal. And Lee fights back to work the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brian Waugh calling the balls and strikes this evening. Elliot Melton on the base paths. Stewart gets the sign from his battery mate Parada and deals. Foul straight back. Karam's hard off the wall behind the plate and will try it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyler Stewart, minor league baseball's ERA leader. Coming off an outing in which he went 7 2/3, a career high 11 strikeouts. He's been the best Brooklyn has had to offer from a starting pitching standpoint this year. And his 3-2. Slow number on the left side to the shortstop, Tillian in. Collects and throws over to first in time for out number one. That ball hit off the handle of the bat from Lee. Tillian recognized it, darted in, and zipped it over to first in time for out number one. So one away now, bases still empty for Gabriel Rincones Jr. Starts a stretch of 5 consecutive lefty bats in this Jersey Shore lineup. Rincones Jr. the first. And Stewart's first pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Rincones, his first time up, grounded out to first. Part of a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Big Stu. A one. Called strike. Just paints the outer black with the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Yeah, Big Stu, no exaggeration. Tyler standing every bit of 6 feet 9 inches tall. Out of Southern Mississippi, his 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and away. Parada springboard up to get it. And it's a ball and 2 strikes. Tyler on the season, making his 13th start. Only a 2-0 record. 78 strikeouts to 20 walks. Hides his face behind that light brown mitt. And now the 1-2. Foul on the left side. Just next to the Jersey Shore dugout. Bounced off of the netting. And the count remains a ball and 2 strikes. Hasn't really received a bevy of run support, though, has Stewart this year. Cyclones only 5-7 when Tyler starts. But they do have a 3-run lead. It's 4-1 here in the top of the third. 1 gone, bases empty, 1-2 toss. Breaking ball misses well outside in the righty batter's box to the lefty hitter Rincones Jr. And the count moves even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rickson Wingrove waiting on deck. Brooklyn infield continues to play back, where brown turf meets green. 2-2. Misses just outside. Stewart thought he had him. But Brian Laws says otherwise. And now 3-2 upcoming to the Jersey Shore left fielder. Rincones, a multi-hit day yesterday, was 2-for-5 at the dish, also in the 2 spot a night ago. And an 8-2 Blue Claw win. Here's a payoff. Misses up and away, ball 4. So a 1-out walk issued by Tyler. Second time he's allowed a runner to reach on a base on balls tonight. And a man on first with 1 out for Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove 0-for-1 today. Lefty batter stands in wearing number 44. With Wingrove above it on his road gray Jersey Shore jersey. First pitch, swing and a miss. Wingrove laid on a heater from Stewart, and it's 0-1. Rickson at 264 so far this season. He has been a staple in the middle of this Jersey Shore batting order, dating back to when these teams played on opening weekend. 0-1. Wingrove, a hard line drive, caught by Tillian. He throws back to first. It's a double play. And an inning-ending double play at that. 6-3, Junior Tillian, flesh in the leather. And the runner, Rincones Jr., was camped well too far beyond the first base bag to have any chance at getting back safely. So Tyler Stewart faces the minimum in the third. It's still Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Carlos Betancourt back out for his second full inning of work out of the Jersey Shore bullpen. It was an opener day today. Bullpen game for the Blue Claws. Sam Jacobsack, the starter, didn't even last one full inning, went only two-thirds. Betancourt has since come on, and his only mistake, a solo home run off the bat of Junior Tillian to start the bottom of the second. All told, it's Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore 1 as we enter the bottom of the third. And the Cyclones have the meat of the order, 3-4-5 up to bat here in the frame. William Lugo, Stanley Consuegra, and DeAndre Smith. First pitch to Lugo. A fastball misses towards the knees for ball one. It's 1-0. Lugo had a two-run blast back in the first inning that quite literally hit off the top of the fence and then bounced out. 1-0. Lugo hammers this one to left. Not as deep, though, and the left fielder Rincones Jr., a couple of steps back, reaches up to make the catch for out number one. Lugo definitely has that pull side power, but that time just not deep enough. Playable for Rincones. There's one away. Base is empty for Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra making his return to this Brooklyn lineup. First high-A action for Stanley since May the 28th, 1 month and 1 day ago. First pitch, Stanley takes low for ball one. But it speaks to the confidence, Justin, that Chris Newell has in a guy like Consuegra. For him to miss that much time, okay, you're back, you're ready to go, hitting cleanup in your return. 1-0, Consuegra waves and misses at a pitch down and away. It's 1-1. Hazy skies overhead. Can see the moon right now, despite plenty of blue skies still left. Over the ocean, beyond right field. 1-1. Consuegra early on a breaking ball. And it's a ball and two strikes now to the right-handed hitting right fielder. Stanley today, 0-for-1, struck out looking back in the home first. Betancourt from the stretch, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Consuegra swung at what probably would have been ball too low. But Carlos Betancourt has his third strikeout of the night. And there's two gone with the bases empty for DeAndre Smith. Still 4-1 clones here in the home third.
Not me looking at that shot of the moon out there in right center field and thinking of the Will Ferrell Saturday Night Live sketch where he's impersonating Harry Carey.
First toss to DeAndre Smith, a fastball in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one.
If the moon was made of ribs, would you eat a doctor?
Well, right now the moon is in full sight. 0-1 to Smith. Takes a fastball low for ball one. So much so to a point where if you really stare hard at it, you can even see some of the craters on the right side, darker than the rest of the white moon surrounding it. 1-1. Fouled straight back, and it's a ball and two strikes. Sort of a weird weather day here. Not very cloudy, but it is a bit hazy. Some fog beyond Luna Park in straightaway center. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. DeAndre Smith up at the dish. Smith today walked his first time up, stole second base. Later came around to score on an RBI double from Omar De Los Santos, who stands on deck. 1-2 to Smith. Swing and a miss, strike three. Betancourt got him on the heater. And Carlos has a 1-2-3, bottom of the third, where he strikes out two. It's still 4-1 Brooklyn as we move to the fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Four, five, six, the heart of the Jersey Shore batting order, due up here to get things started in the top of the fourth. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, and Leandro Pineda, the three in the frame, on to face Tyler Stewart, Brooklyn starter. Stewart has only allowed one base hit so far tonight. His Cyclones a 4-1 lead. As we head to inning number four here from Maimonides Park alongside my partner Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. The only run so far for the Blue Claws came in a sacrifice fly off the bat of Leandro Pineda, due up third in this inning. First, Marcus Lee Sang, cleanup man for the Blue Claws, playing center field. Hit by a pitch earlier, later came around to score that run, and the first pitch to him is a fastball that misses low for ball one. It's 1-0. Lee Sang had the two-run jack yesterday for the Blue Claws. An 8-2 Jersey Shore win. 1-0. Lee Sang smacks one on the right side. The second baseman, Smith, off his glove, recovers and throws. And it's in time. Oh, wow, an impressive recovery from DeAndre Smith at second base, who bobbled initially. Ball hit the end of the glove, knocked it down, quickly picked it back up, and relayed a rifle over to first in time. And a nice pick at that from Mateo Gill at first base to get Lee Sang just in time for out number one.
Yeah, that was about as close as you could possibly get over at first base. Not an easy call at all for Brian Laws.
One gone, bases empty for Nick Ward. And the first pitch misses low for ball one to the lefty hitting third baseman. Ward singled his first time up, was given second base when Tyler Stewart tried to pick him off thrice, which you can't do. 1-0. Ward takes a slider for a called strike on the outer half, and it is 1-1. Nick scored two runs yesterday in that 8-2 Blue Claw win. 1-0. Comebacker to Stewart. He gloves it himself, and an underhand toss over to first in time. Tyler even had so much time there. He collected the baseball, then went to the bill of the cap before he grabbed it back out of the glove and fired it over to first for out number two. Cool, calm, and collected on the hill. Bases empty, two away for Leandro Pineda. Pineda playing right field after serving as the DH last night. 4-1 Cyclones here in the top of the fourth. First toss. Breaking ball in there for a strike to Pineda. It's 0-1. Stewart into his wine. 0-1 pitch. Bouncer in the dirt, and it's a ball and a strike. Outside of a little bit of a prolonged top of the second inning, Tyler Stewart has been spectacular. Even that second inning, escaped it relatively unharmed. Only the one run allowed when it could have been a whole lot worse. 1-1. Pounded on the left side. The third baseman Lugo in on the grass makes the throw over to first in time for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Stewart. Three ground outs at that. And it keeps this a 4-1 Brooklyn game as we head to the home fourth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Well, we need to see a bit of action in order to hear Alex Ramirez in this half inning. He's due up fifth, the Brooklyn leadoff man. It is 6-7-8 to start the bottom of the fourth on Coney Island, where the Brooklyn Cyclones have a 4-1 lead over the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Three in the first, another in the second for the Clones. Jersey Shore's only run coming in the top of the second. Carlos Betancourt continues his relief outing. And his first pitch to Omar De Los Santos is a wave and a miss for strike one. Omar doubled home a run in the first. He was the final batter that starter Sam Jacobczak faced. Jacobczak, who only went two-thirds, allowed all three Brooklyn runs, all earned. Swipe pause, 0-1. De Los Santos smacks it on the ground on the left side. The shortstop, Brito, fields and throws over to first in time for out number one. Now Mateo Gill, bases empty and one gone after De Los Santos retired on the 6-3. So second time through the order now for Carlos Betancourt, who was only allowed one base runner, and it was a Junior Tillian solo shot. First pitch, Gill checks his swing, thought better of going around, did not on appeal, and it's 1-0. Mateo sub 200 now during his time in Brooklyn at .199. Righty batter against the righty arm. 1-0 pitch. Gill over the top of it, and it's 1-1. The aforementioned Tillian on deck. Bases empty, one away, and a 4-1 Brooklyn lead. Big hole on the right side for Gill. The second baseman, Lee, shaded towards the bat. 1-1. Gill rips it down the third baseline. Played on a backhand by Ward. Back up to his feet and over to first in time. They don't call it the hot corner for nothing. And Nick Ward, an impressive play, smooth as silk over to third to retire Gill for out number two. Base is empty, two away for Junior Tillian. Now Junior Tillian, bases empty and two gone. Left the ballpark his first time up in the first pitch to him. Paints the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mentioned it earlier, Tillian's someone who had struggled to figure it out a little bit during his start in Brooklyn. 0-1. He takes in the dirt. It's 1-1. Coming into play tonight, just 3-for-21 with the Cyclones. This is someone who over his final eight games with the St. Lucie Mets was hitting almost 400, 379, three homers, an OPS of nearly 1,300 during that span. 1-1, Tillian serves it to straightaway center field. Lee Sang in, camps under it, and makes the one-handed catch. So, another 1-2-3 inning for Carlos Betancourt. He's retired nine straight. But it is still a 4-1 Cyclone lead as we head to inning number 5 from Maimonides Park, Cyclone Radio Network, and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Tyler Stewart back out onto the mound. The Brooklyn starter set to begin his fifth frame of work on this Thursday evening on Coney Island. The Cyclones have given him a 4-1 lead to work with, and he gets the bottom third of the Jersey Shore batting order, 7-8-9. Brito, Flores, and Nava to begin inning number five. And for the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Stewart, 59 pitches through four innings tonight, his 60th of the evening. Is taken low by Brito for ball one. Brito, Flores, and Nava, 7, 8, and 9 in the order. The 1-0, and Brito takes a called strike. And the count even at 1-1. Brito joining Jersey Shore from Single A Clearwater back on June the 13th. Got Sandy up here on a press row as this line foul. Up the third base line, it's one ball and two strikes. Sandy getting ready for the T-shirt toss at the end of this top of the fifth. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the fifth inning as well. As the Blue Claws having some fun trying to retrieve that loose baseball. Stewart works from the first base side of the rubber. Hides his eyes behind that beige mitt, the 1-2. And a breaking ball misses up and away. Two balls and two strikes. Some groans from the hometown crowd wanted the home plate umpire Laws to ring him up. 2-2 on Brito. The right-hander is break even. And a breaking ball fouled off towards the right. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. The security guard couldn't quite make the play. Brito walked in a nine-pitch at-bat, his first time up today. Sun continuing to set. Twilight sky right now on Coney Island, 74 degrees. The righty winds, the 2-2. Brito pops it straight up. Left side of the infield, Lugo calling for it on the green-shaded turf. Squeezes it for the first out of the fifth inning. So Brito retired for the first time tonight. Brings up Wilfredo Flores, flat out to left in his first at-bat. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day on this date in 1969. At age 24, Tom Seaver became the Mets' all-time leader in victories and his 7-3 win over the Pirates at Shea Stadium. Righty's first pitch, and Flores a line drive back up the middle and through into center field. Just the second hit of the night for Jersey Shore. Flores one for two, and they have one on and one out for the catcher, Andrick Nava.
And Tyler Stewart, a little bit upset with himself that he wasn't able to glove that baseball on a scorcher of a comebacker. It's all right, Tyler. I think you can take a deep breath. You've only allowed two base hits all night. Nothing worth beating yourself up over.
And Sandy looks like he wants to chime in.
Provide some analysis.
I was going to say, we need a bigger headset for Sandy.
Do they make those?
I don't know if they make ones that fit mascot heads, but we'll, you know, it's about time we have one.
We'll put a good word in.
Andrick Nava takes outside for ball one, but our question today is whose record for franchise victories did see for break? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. 1-0 to Nava. Fouled back to the screen. It's one ball and one strike. And since this date in 1969, Tom Seaver has remained the Mets' all-time leader in wins. 198 of them. The 1-1 off the plate in. And it's two balls and one strike on Nava. In a very tight strike zone tonight for the home plate umpire, Brian Laws. Flores takes his lead. Throw back to first. And Wilfredo dives back. Blue Claws, one run, two hits, no errors. They have left two. Brooklyn, four runs, three hits. No errors. They have left one. There's Sandy waving to the fans in the suites underneath us. There's Johnny and I. Johnny in the glasses. I'm in the hat. Got to keep this bald head covered. 2-1. Foul down the left field side. It's two balls and two strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League. Here in the top of the fifth inning. All 12 teams in progress tonight. Greenville is 6-1 lead in Asheville. Bottom half of the sixth inning right now. Edinson Paulino, his sixth homer of the year. Tim Borden, the second. A solo shot for Asheville, his eighth. The 2-2 runner goes. This is a ground ball to first. Gill looks towards second. Only play for him is to the first base bag. And he'll step on the pillow himself. Two down. So Flores moves up 90 feet to second. Two out and back to the top of the order in Hau Yu Lee. Line to right, grounded out to short, 0 for 2. Top of the sixth in Hickory. Crawdads a 2-0 lead on Greensboro. Solo home run for Tucker Mitchell, his third of the year. Only one hit tonight for the Grasshoppers through five. As Stewart steps off. And Parada will go out to the mound to talk with the 23-year-old righty. Top of the fifth in Georgia. Bowling Green a 5-1 lead on Rome. Solo home run for Brock Jones, his seventh of the year for the Hot Rods. David Martinez still chucking. Rather, Daniel Martinez still chucking for Rome. Bowling Green has already gone into their bullpen. Hudson Valley and Wilmington are scoreless in the top of the sixth. Pitcher's duel. Kyle Luckum still shoving for Bowling, or rather Wilmington. Hudson Valley already into their bullpen. Both teams with one hit tonight. Man at second and two out. First pitch to Hau Yu Lee is a slider low. And the count 1-0. Renegades still looking for their first win of the second half, despite posting the South Atlantic League's best record in the first half. Only other game tonight is in Aberdeen. Ironbirds and the Winston-Salem Dash tied at one. Ryan Higgins, a solo homer for Aberdeen, is fourth. 1-0, and Lee, a high pop fly. First base side, foul ground, Parada called off by Mateo. Gill on the warning track in front of Brooklyn's dugout, makes the grab, and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, one man left. Halfway through this one from Maimonides Park, 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Tristan Garnett, the new pitcher into the game for Jersey Shore, takes the spot of Carlos Betancourt, the third Jersey Shore pitcher of the day, Justin.
First pitch from Garnett to Rylan Thomas is taken low for ball one. Garnett, third different arm used by Greg Brodzinski tonight. 1-0, and Thomas swings and misses. It's one ball and one strike. Thomas lined out to center in his only at-bat today. Garnett making his 24th appearance of the year. The lefty's 1-1 off the outside corner for ball two. 3-2 record, a 3.65 ERA and one save. 21 hits in 24 and two-thirds innings, 11 walks, 27 strikeouts. A 2-1 foul towards the third base seats. It's two balls and two strikes. Garnett pitching for the first time since Friday through a scoreless inning, has registered three straight scoreless appearances spanning 3 2/3 innings. Third baseman Ward off the line, the 2-2. And Thomas takes outside. It's full. Final line for Carlos Betancourt. He gave Jersey Shore some much-needed length tonight. 3 1/3 innings, a run on one hit. The payoff, and Thomas fights it off the hands. Remains at 3 2/2. No walks, 4 for Betancourt tonight. 37 pitches, 26 strikes. Thomas chokes up from the left-hand side. The payoff, and another one fouled out of play. Arconi Convo's trivia question of the night, though. On this date in 1969, at 24 years old, Tom Seaver became the Mets' all-time leader in pitching victories. As Thomas in the air left center field, but it'll hang up for Rincones to his left. And with the sunglasses on top of his cap, makes the grab for the first out of the fifth. Brings up Alex Ramirez, 0-1, has walked and struck out. But Seaver earned that win in a 7-3 victory over the Pirates at Shea Stadium. Our question tonight, whose record did Seaver break? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know today's answer. As Alex Ramirez takes outside for ball one. Walked, stole a base, and scored in the first, struck out his last trip in the second. 1-0, and Ramirez takes high. It's 2 and no strikes. Garnett, left-hander, standing at 6'6", 240, 25 years old, from Portland, Oregon. 2-0, and Ramirez out in front of the off-speed. It's 2-1. We mentioned the All-Star game. Starters announced earlier tonight. 2-1, Ramirez, a high pop. Right-hand side. Out onto the outfield turf, the second baseman Lee calls off the first baseman Wingrove, and with a backhand makes the grab for the second out. 11 straight retired by Jersey Shore pitching. And now it is Kevin Parada 0-2 has fly to center and struck out. But there have been a few more additions to the home run derby coming up a week from Monday. First pitch to Parada, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Julio Rodriguez of the hometown Mariners was the first man confirmed to participate. The 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Blue Jays has also committed to participating, as has Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts, who said if he got elected to the All-Star game, he would compete. They have eight participants these days in the Home Run Derby. So you need, I think, five more. The 0-2 sails high. One ball and two strikes. And a military plane overhead. Certainly not one that's carrying passengers. Whipping out towards the other end of Surf Avenue, towards the parking lot and beyond. There it is. Fouled away. It's a ball and two strikes. That's the other thing here at Maimonides Park. You'll sometimes see some aircrafts and ships out there beyond the outfield fence that you're just not accustomed to seeing really in any other part of the five boroughs. 1-2. Fought off the hands, and Parada stays alive. Base is empty. Two out. Bottom of the fifth. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. Sandy's moved his way down, giving Sampson a hard time. Adjacent to the Jersey Shore third base dugout. 1-2 pitch. Parada drives it in the air to center. Long run back for Lee Sangle. Way back, reaches up over his head, and he makes the catch to end the inning. A tremendous running grab by Marcus Lee Sang to straightaway center field. Parada gave it a ride at 385 feet. But Lee Sang, who manned left field last night, makes a great running grab to take away extra bases from last year's first-round pick. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fifth to the sixth. 4-1 Cyclones on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Tyler Stewart back to the mound as we move to the top of the sixth inning, bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Clear but hazy Thursday night. Our series continues tomorrow. Our Friday night game will start at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Blade Tidwell, met second round pick from last year, will get the ball for Brooklyn against the right-hander Gunnar Mayer. Be our rescheduled Pride Night at the ballpark tomorrow. First 1,500 fans got a specially made Cyclones Pride uniform. Gabriel Rincones Jr. will lead off. First pitch hit off the end of the bat to third. Charging in Lugo, quick transfer. And he gets Rincones for the first out of the sixth inning. William Lugo's defense at short and third base has continued to get better with every passing day of this 2023 season. That's a credit to Lugo and his coaching staff working diligently with him.
And give him all the more credit because he's sort of flip-flopped between short and third, depending on the night, depending on who Brooklyn is rolling out there. It's not easy when you don't have that consistent position, but he's making it look easy.
Rickson Wingrove attacks the first pitch and dribbles it towards the first base dugout. It's 0-1. Wingrove 0 for 2 tonight. Lined into a double play back in the third, his last trip. Jersey Shore in the road grays. Brooklyn in the Navy alternates tonight. 4-1 advantage for the Cyclones with one out in the sixth. Stewart's 0-1. And Wingrove takes low. It's one ball and one strike. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. The 1-1. Fastball on the inside. Black, it's 1-2, but On this date in 1969, at age 24, Tom Seaver became the Mets' all-time leader in victories in a 7-3 win over the Pirates at Shea Stadium. Whose record did Seaver break? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know the answer. 1-2 pitch. Slider in there. Strike three called. And that is the first strikeout tonight for Tyler Stewart. Two out in the top of the sixth inning. What a polar opposite statistical performance from last Thursday, where he struck out a season and career high 11. And he gets his first here with two out in the sixth. A paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction as Lee Sang takes the backdoor breaking ball outside. It's 1-0.
But even still, not an indictment on Stewart's night at all. Only the two hits allowed, one run, inducing a lot of soft contact, and the defense making plays behind him.
1-0. Breaking ball in for a strike. It's 1-1. And I think, if anything, Johnny, I think that would be a commendation for Stewart. Can get it done in different ways. Can overpower you and strike you out and dominate the game that way. 1-1. Called strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. Or it can be a performance like tonight where he induces nothing but weak contact on the ground and in the air. Is 1-2 outside. Lee Sang lays off. It's two balls and two strikes. Lee Sang 0-for-1 has been hit by a pitch and scored the Blue Claws' only run. Grounded out to second his last time, leading off in the fourth. 2-2. Line drive left field coming on. De Los Santos dives, and he made the catch to end the inning. A sprawling headlong dive by Omar De Los Santos pops up with a grin worth $1 million. 1-2-3 goes Jersey Shore in the sixth. We head to the bottom of the inning, 4-1 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only in the Cyclones Radio Network.
In the game for Jersey Shore, make it the fourth Blue Claw arm of the night so far. Only one inning of work for Tristan Garnett. He does nothing but work a clean 1-2-3 fifth. But it is Rodolfo Sanchez on now to pitch the sixth. Cyclones 4 and Blue Claws 1. And for Sanchez, no easy outing. He gets 3-4-5 here, Justin, in this Brooklyn batting order in the sixth.
William Lugo to lead off. And he takes low and outside. It's 1-0. As you saw on social media, the perks of being right next to an amusement park, the big pink banana, getting a seat at the ballpark as well. As Lugo takes a called strike, it's 1-1. Sanchez, 5'10", 165, 23 years old, from Boni in the Dominican Republic. Same hometown as William Lugo. And William out in front, it's 1-2. Sanchez has made some starts against Brooklyn this year in other Jersey Shore bullpen games. The 1-2 in the dirt. And it's even 2-2. Sanchez making his 22nd appearance 17th out of the bullpen, 1-2, a 2.86 ERA. 22 hits and 28 in the third innings. The righty's 2-2. Lugo pulls it on the ground towards the third base dugout. And it's still at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 17 walks, 34 strikeouts for Sanchez. Pitching for the first time since Sunday. Worked a scoreless inning. The 2-2. In the dirt, down and away. It's full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Made 2 starts against Brooklyn in game 2 of both doubleheaders against the Cyclones at Shoretown Ballpark in late May and early June. The payoff. And Lugo sends one towards the first base concourse. Remains a full count. Went 4 innings in those 2 starts. Gave up just 1 unearned run on 2 hits. His payoff. And Lugo takes in the dirt for ball 4. So William on base for the second time today. First base runner for Brooklyn since Junior Tillian's leadoff homer in the second. Ends a streak of 12 in a row retired by the Blue Claw bullpen. 1 on, nobody out for Stanley Consuegra, who has struck out twice in his first 2 at-bats back with Brooklyn. Final line, as you heard from Johnny, Tristan Garnett. 3 up, 3 down, no walks, no Ks. As Consuegra takes a strike, it's 0-1. Through 18 pitches and 12 strikes. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question as well. Rodolfo's 0-1, and Consuegra, ground ball right side, diving play to the left by Lee. Gets up, throws on to first to retire Consuegra. Great job by Lee to get his glove in front of that worm-burning grounder. Able to keep it in front of him. And that gave him an opportunity to throw out Consuegra, although Lugo moves into scoring position.
Yeah, didn't really field it cleanly or anything close to it. Just did enough to prevent the baseball from moving into the outfield by stopping its momentum. And then at that point, was able to pick it up and fire it over to first in time.
DeAndre Smith has walked and struck out, and he sends a souvenir to the parking lot at 0-1. But on this date in 1969, at 24 years old, Tom Seaver became the Mets' all-time leader in wins. Did it in a 7-3 win against the Pirates at Shea. The 0-1, and Smith, a big bouncing ball to third. Ward had to wait for it to come down. Throw to first, big stretch by Wingrove. And keeps his back heel on the bag for the second out. Staying put at second is Lugo. Brings up Omar De Los Santos. Our question tonight, though, was whose record did Seaver break? Mary DiBernardo chiming in with the Wolves saying Roger Craig. Do you have any guesses, Johnny?
I was going to say Jerry Kuzman, but he sort of coincided with Seaver some of their best years, so probably not my best guess.
As the first pitch to De Los Santos outside for ball 1, you have to go back to the original Mets. It was the left-hander Al Jackson, the late Al Jackson, who won 43 games for the Mets between 1962 and 65, 68 and 69 as well as time called. But Al Jackson, part of the original Mets, had a couple of 11-plus win seasons, split the 69 World Series campaign between the Mets and Reds. As De Los Santos hits a high fly ball, right-hand side, Wingrove onto the warning track, but this will get 4 rows back into the seats. And the count evens at 1-1. Man at second, 2 out, bottom 6, Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. Jackson was also part of the 1967 World Champions. One and one on De Los Santos, who has an RBI double tonight, 1 for 2. Step off throw to second, and oh, what a snag by Hao Yu Lee to save a Shore error into center field. Had to reach out across or away from his body to reel that one in. Sanchez throwing that one to where Lee was, not to where he was going to be. But able to adjust. The 1-1. De Los Santos, ground ball to third. Coming on, Ward's got a hurry. High throw, reeled in by Wingrove. And the side retired. So Sanchez works around the leadoff walk. We are through six here from Coney Island, 4-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Tyler Stewart, 83 pitches through six innings tonight. Going to come back out to the top of the seventh. Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda, Eric Brito, the three do up. Blue Claws, one run, two hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, four runs, three hits, no errors. They have left two. And with Nick Ward leading off in the seventh, leading off the play-by-play in the seventh inning, my partner Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
All right, Justin, thank you so much. Cyclones 4, Blue Claws 1. As we enter the seventh, it is 5-6-7 for the Blue Claws up to bat to begin the frame. Tyler Stewart, Brooklyn's starter, has allowed just one run. It came on a sacrifice fly back in the top of the second inning and has only surrendered two base hits all night. Ready to go? In the seventh, and his first toss is a ground ball on the right side. A diving second baseman, Smith, could only carom the baseball into foul ground. And aboard safely is Ward at first base. It was a very hard hit ball off the bat of Ward. Would have been a very tough play for Smith to make it happen. And as a result, a leadoff single for Ward with one on and nobody out for Leandro Pineda. So you mentioned the pitch count from Stewart, Justin. He is up in the mid-80s. So you have to wonder what this top of the seventh could look like if Jersey Shore puts any more men on. First pitch. Pineda scorches this ball to right. It's well hit back towards the wall. And getting there in time to make the catch is Stanley Consuegra.
That was a great running grab by Stanley. Thought off the bat that was serious trouble, but he had a great route to the ball. And Consuegra looking like he's missed no time, making a beat after that ripped fly ball by Pineda.
And the most important step there, the first one. Got a great jump and was able to track it down right on that foul line. So one away, and a runner on first base now for Eric Brito. Still 4-1 Clones. No scoring in this game has transpired since the bottom of the second inning. Stewart out of the stretch with the man on first, set at his belt in the first pitch. Misses inside to the righty batter, Brito. It's the first time Stewart has seen a righty batter since the leadoff man, Hao Yu Lee, concluded the top of the fifth inning. But it is the righty Brito who stands in now. Stewart, a deep exhale, and is 1-0. Inside yet again, a bit too far inside. And it's two balls and no strikes to Brito, the shortstop. Brito today walked in the second and popped up in the fifth. Bright blue arm sleeve underneath the road gray jersey for the Blue Claw shortstop. 2-0. Swinging a comebacker, Stewart snags it with the glove, knocks it down, and throws over to first in time. Impressive play by Tyler on the bump. Didn't see it cleanly all the way through, but recovered and tossed it over to first. In the process, Ward up to take second base. Chris Newell and Victor Ramos both coming out of the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side. And we'll see if this is indeed it for Tyler Stewart, who sits now at 88 pitches on the evening. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1 here in the top of the 7th. 2 away with Nick Ward on second base. Ramos, the pitching coach, has dispersed from the mound visit. The skipper, Newell, is still out there with no immediate signs of pulling Tyler Stewart from this baseball game, at least for the time being. There is some action brewing down the right field line in the Brooklyn bullpen. It appears as if Paul Gervais getting ready to go. Paul Gonzalez out there now as well, head athletic trainer for the Cyclones, as Stewart firing a couple of warm-up pitches before play is resumed. Each team, 3 base hits tonight. Brooklyn has used those 3 to plate 4 runs. Jersey Shore only 1 on the flip side. Now everybody dispersed, Newell and Gonzalez included. And Stewart will indeed remain out there with 2 gone and a runner on second base here in the top of the 7th. So Tyler will face Wilfredo Flores for the 3rd time tonight. Flores working on a 1-for-2 day. Singled in the 5th, advanced up to 2nd, but no further. Righty arm on lefty bat. First pitch, swinging a sharp line drive, shallow right field, drops in front of Consuegra for a base hit. They're going to send the runner towards home. Consuegra guns him down at the plate. He's out. Welcome back, Stanley Consuegra. A laser of a throw to home. Tag applied, and Ward is out at home plate to keep this a 4-1 Brooklyn lead. Stretch time at Maimonides Park. Greg Brodzinski doesn't like it. Blue Claw skipper out to argue, but he's out all the same. Bottom of the 7th coming up here on the Cyclone Radio Network, a 4-1 Brooklyn lead.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Take me out to the ball game in the books here at Maimonides Park as we move to the bottom of the 7th on Coney Island alongside Justin Rock. My name's Johnny Gadamowicz. The Cyclones a 4-1 lead on top of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. No runs in quite some time in this contest. To be exact, no scoring since the bottom of the 2nd inning on Junior Dillian's solo home run. All zeros up on the scoreboard since then. New pitcher in the game for Jersey Shore, it's Matt Russell. The 5th arm of the night used by Greg Brodzinski, Jersey Shore skipper. On this bullpen day for the Blue Claws, after their starter Sam Jacobsack lasted only 2/3 of an inning. And now in the home 7th, it's 7-8-9 for the Clones. Mateo Gill, Jr., Tillian, and Rylan Thomas. First toss to Gill is a fastball that misses up and away for ball 1. It's 1-0. Final line on Rodolfo Sanchez. He goes 1 inning, no hits, nobody across, no strikeouts, and 1 walk. 1-0. Gill takes a low and away in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Yes, Sanchez issued that leadoff walk to William Lugo, but then proceeded to sit down the next three Brooklyn batters on three groundouts. 2-0 on the way to Gill, the pitch. And it misses low and away. Gill, a patient eye. Ahead quickly, just like that. Three balls and no strikes. Gill today, 0 for 2. Grounded out to the third baseman twice. Russell working out of the full windup. Three on the pitch clock. He's got to hurry, and he gets it off. 3-0 in there for a strike. And a 3-1 hitter's count now for the right-handed hitting Mateo Gill. Much like last time he was up at the plate, a big hole on the right side for Mateo. And a 3-1 foul tip held for strike two. So three balls, two strikes. Bases empty, nobody out. It's 4-1 Clones here in the bottom of the seventh. Gill calls for time. It's granted. Son of the former major leaguer Benji Gill. Managed Team Mexico in the 2023 World Baseball Classic. Here's a payoff. Gill forks it foul behind us, just offset to the right of the press box level. And we'll do it again at 3-2.
Yeah, Mateo with spring training for the Mets in Port St. Lucie when they played in the semifinals got to watch Team Mexico play in person. They were up against the likes of Team Japan and Puerto Rico.
3-2. Gill down on strikes. He waves and misses at a high heater. And Matt Russell begins his evening with a strikeout. Sixth of the day so far by Jersey Shore pitching. And there is one gone with the bases empty for Junior Tillian.
Well, Mateo called it one of the coolest experiences of his life, not just because his dad was managing, but because he plays in Mexico during the winter and played with or against a lot of those guys.
First pitch now to Junior Tillian. Fastball in the lefty batter's box for ball one. Something you might call almost a full circle experience for a guy like Mateo.
And I'm sure Mateo hoping he'll be on the roster for the next one.
1-0, Tillian, a comebacker, and a nice catch made by the pitcher, Russell, who barely had to move, just stuck out the glove and webbed it in for out number two.
Well, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. That was a BB right back at him. Great reflexes by Russell.
91 off the bat, but it did not faze Matt Russell. And now two gone for Ryland Thomas. First pitch. Thomas golfs it foul into the seats on the left side. And it's 0-1. Spent some time earlier discussing the Major League Baseball All-Star Game lineups. A one. Hit on the right side, a ground ball to the second baseman Lee. Over to first in time for out number three. Two rookies in the AL starting lineup, Josh Jung, Corbin Carroll. Or AL and NL respectively. First time since 08, two rookies featured. We look forward to that. Look forward to these final two innings here in Brooklyn. A 4-1 Cyclone lead as we head to the eighth on Valley Live in the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change for the Cyclones. Jace Beck into the contest. Tyler Stewart's day is done. This pitching change brought to you by our friends at Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Another very strong outing for Tyler Stewart. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. Only 1 strikeout to 2 walks, but Stu doing his job and continuing just a masterful season here in Brooklyn at the high A level. And now Jace Beck on to try to preserve this 3-run Cyclone lead. It's Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore 1. Beck gets 9-1-2 here in the top of the 8th, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Stewart lowering his minor league best ERA to 1.42 with his effort tonight. As Andrik Nava takes a called strike from Beck, it's 0-1. The righty offers, and Nava late on the fastball at 93. And Jays quickly ahead 0-2. Beck standing at 6'9", 230. Celebrated his 23rd birthday earlier this month. The 0-2 pitch, ground ball foul of the third baseline. It remains a 2-strike count. Beck out of Tuttle, Oklahoma. On the year, making his 17th appearance, 3-4, an ERA of 4. 14 hits in 18 innings, 21 walks, 35 strikeouts. The wind is 0-2, and a breaking ball high. It's 1-2. Beck pitching for the first time since last Wednesday through 2 perfect innings, 6-6. Hao Yu Lee waiting on deck. A 1-2. Breaking ball way outside. And it's 2-2. Final line for Stewart. 7 innings, a run on 4 hits. 2 walks, just 1 strikeout. After an 11-strikeout performance last week. 89 pitches, 55 strikes. The 2-2. This is a hard ground ball up the middle. Diving play by Smith to his right from his knees. Throw to first. Got him! Another stellar defensive play by Brooklyn in the field tonight. A diving catch by De Los Santos. Consuegra throws out a runner at the plate. And now DeAndre Smith, full extension to take away a base hit from Nava. Beautifully done by DeAndre. Here's Hao Yu Lee, 0 for 3 tonight. Fouled out to first his last time up. Beck works from the first base side of the rubber. And the righty's first pitch is a fastball strike. And the count 0-1. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Wednesday night. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated breaking ball. And Beck ahead in the count 0-2. Time called. Beck working at a quicker pace right now. Jace, former 22nd round pick of the Mets. Fastball slider, also can toss a split finger. Got to be imposing if you're Jersey Shore. The 0-2. High, it's 1-2. You go from facing the starting pitcher, who is 6'9", and stands at 250 pounds. To facing a guy who's 6'9", 230. The 1-2 fouled off the end of the bat. It remains a ball and 2 strikes. Blue Claw's wondering whether they're playing a basketball team or a baseball team.
Yeah, you go from Tyler Stewart to Jace Beck.
Does this mean
Paul Gervais is next?
The chemistry is working well. I was thinking along the same lines, my friend. 1-2, a flare over the head of the second baseman, Smith, and in the center for a base hit. Hao Yu Lee on for the first time tonight. And there is one on and one out for Gabriel Rincones. 7-game hitting streak now for Lee. Brings up Rincones 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Ground out to third his last time. Lefty batter with an open stance. Righty at the shoulders. And the first pitch misses down and in, smothered by Parada. It's one ball and no strikes. Rincona is one of the more interesting stories, not just on this Blue Claw roster, but throughout the Phillies organization. Was drafted by the Padres in the 19th round in 2021 out of St. Petersburg College. Did not sign. Transfer to Florida Atlantic. Throw back to first. And Lee dives in. Was taken by the Phillies in the third round last year. But he is of Venezuelan descent. His dad played in the minor leagues in the Seattle Mariners organization. 1-0 on the inside edge. It's 1-1. But Rincones spent a large majority of his childhood growing up not in the U.S., not in Venezuela, not in Canada, but Scotland. The 1-1 swing and a miss. Fastball on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Yeah, you look at the Jersey Shore official roster, and Rincones' residence listed as Glen Rhodes, Scotland. I got to imagine it wasn't easy finding nine guys or more to play a ball game with across the pond in Scotland, but it's about as well an international represented team throughout minor league baseball. Lee, the runner at first from Taiwan, and Rincones, Venezuelan descent, and lived in Scotland. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Poured the fastball by him at 91. First strikeout tonight for Beck, two out in the eighth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Rickson Wingrove, the batter, struck out looking his last time. He's 0 for 3. Well, you got Hao Yu Lee from Taiwan, Wingrove and Mitch Neuenborn. From Australia and South Africa, respectively, as Wingrove takes high for ball one. Got several Canadians on the roster. Venezuela, the Dominican represented. An international flair in Lakewood, New Jersey this summer. The 1-0. And Wingrove fights it off the hands. It's one ball and one strike. Last time, Wingrove faced Jace Beck at a walk-off RBI double against him in an extra inning game down in Lakewood. One on, two out. Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. The 1-1 outside, and it's two balls and one strike. But the Phillies have always done that. I remember the first no-hitter I ever called was back when Clearwater was still the high A affiliate, and they had Kyle Glagoski, who was from New Zealand. 2-1. Wingrove a high pop fly. Third base side. Lugo gives a look, but this will get about 10 or 12 rows back. And it's even at 2-2. Beck looking to finish off a spotless eighth inning. 2-2 on Wingrove. The righty fires, and Rickson fouls it onto the roof. It is still two balls and two strikes on the Jersey Shore first baseman. Wingrove very aggressive. Loves to hit off that fastball. Lee leads off of first. Another 2-2 pitch inside with a breaking ball. And the count full. Marcus Lee Sang represents the tying run. He is on deck. Brooklyn 3 in the first, 1 in the second. Blue Claw's only run came in the top of the second. Runner will be off on the 3-2. There's a force at second with two out. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Up the ladder with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and Jay Speck blowing bubbles as he walks back to the first base dugout. For the Blue Claws, no runs, a hit, one man left at the end of 7.5. 4-1 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Oh, the Cyclones hoping this is their final time up to bat this evening. A 4-1 lead as we enter the bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn on top of Jersey Shore, and another new pitcher in the game, the sixth of the evening for the Blue Claws. It is Jordy Martinez. He takes the spot of Matt Russell, who pitched a clean 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh with one strikeout. And now Martinez trying to prevent Brooklyn from tacking on any insurance, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Jordy Martinez to face the top of Brooklyn's order. And his first pitch to Alex Ramirez, fouled back. It's 0-1. Alex has walked, stole a base, and scored a run tonight. Popped up to second his last time in the fifth. Lefty works from the third base side of the rubber, the 0-1. And Ramirez takes low. It's one ball and one strike. Martinez, 6'2", 215, will celebrate his 23rd birthday next month from Santiago in the Dominican. The 1-1, high, it's two balls and one strike. Numbers for the former starter so far this year, making his 25th appearance. 1-0, a 3.52 ERA. The lefties 2-1, and Ramirez takes high for ball three. 30 hits in 30 and two-thirds innings, does have three saves, 17 walks, 36 strikeouts. There was scoreless inning his last time out against Rome on Sunday. The 3-1, and Ramirez fights it off the handle. It's full three balls and two strikes. Martinez, five straight scoreless outings, spanning five innings. The payoff pitch, and Ramirez fouls it towards the parking lot. And remains at 3-2.
Well, Justin, for what it's worth, the Cyclones have not had a base hit since that Junior Tillian home run in the second inning. Only one base runner since then as well. A walk in the sixth issued to William Lugo. So give credit to this Jersey Shore bullpen on this bullpen day, doing everything they can to put their bats in a position to claw their way back into this thing, no pun intended. But the Blue Claws, for whatever reason, just have not figured it out offensively.
It doesn't help when Tyler Stewart is the man towing the slab. The 3-2 fouled out of play. It remains at three balls and two strikes. Action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. A lefty up and throwing. That is Quinn Brody. Three left-handers due up in the top of the ninth. Lee Sang, Ward, Pineda. Another 3-2, and this time Martinez gets it by the barrel of Ramirez for strike three. First strikeout tonight for Martinez. He wins the eight-pitch battle to start his night. One out for Kevin Parada. Kevin 0 for 3 tonight. Fly out to center his last time. Last chance for him to extend his on-base and hitting streak. Came into play today. 8-game hit streak. 13 straight on base. And the first pitch he sees nearly hits him in the foot. It's one ball and no strikes. Final line for Matt Russell. One scoreless inning. No runs, no hits, a strikeout. Russell just 11 pitches, 7 strikes tonight. But as Johnny said, just one base runner for Brooklyn since Tillian's leadoff home run to start the second inning. But two of Brooklyn's three hits tonight have left the ballpark and have accounted for three of the team's four runs. The 1-0 outside, it's 2-0. As a matter of fact, all three hits for Brooklyn tonight have gone for extra bases. Omar De Los Santos, the third of those three hits, an RBI double in the first. 2-0, and Parada swings through the fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Left-hander's 2-1, and Parada grabs a piece, sends it backwards behind the plate. It's two balls and two strikes. Was a wild scene last night in California. Domingo Herman is the man who ended up breaking an 11-year streak for Major League Baseball without a perfect game. The 2-2 sails way high over the head of everybody. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. It's wild, one, because Herman had given up about 17 runs in his last two starts combined before retiring all 27 against Oakland last night. And the other thing is, there were three perfect games thrown in 2012 alone as Parada line drive right center field, and that'll extend the hitting streak as well as the on-base streak. Make it 9 straight with a knock for Parada, 14 straight on the bags. And Brooklyn has just their first base hit since Tillian's leadoff single, or leadoff home run, sold him about three bases short in the second. So one on, one out for William Lugo. Yeah, I think in 2012 it was King Felix who threw the last one. And the other two were Matt Cain of the Giants. And the one before that was probably just as improbable as Herman. As Lugo swings and misses, it's 0-1. Phil Humber. Remember him? He was the one who threw the first of three that year for the White Sox. The 0-1. High, it's one ball and one strike. Humber, a 5.31 lifetime ERA. Had a 6.44 ERA that year for the White Sox and threw a perfecto. The 1-1 off the end of the bat towards the parking lot, 1-2. Humber is part of the package the Mets sent to Minnesota in the deal that netted Johan Santana. Never did play for Brooklyn, though, did Humber. 1-2 pitch. And Lugo, a high fly ball, but got underneath it to left. Coming on it to his right, Rincones to make the grab over his left shoulder. And there are two out. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, was robbed of a base hit. On a great diving play by Hao-Yu Lee. Back in the sixth inning, he is 0 for 3 tonight. Arada takes his lead. Lefty's first pitch, fastball, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Consuegra reinstated off the IL yesterday. Was hitting 246, 5 homers, 19 RBIs before the injury as he swings through a high heater. And the count 0-2. Played in 4 rehab games between the Complex League and Single-A St. Lucie when it combined 2 for 12. One of those two hits, a double, also walked twice and was hit by a pitch. Parada leads off first. The 0-2. High, and it's a ball and two strikes. Lou Claus will have Lee Sang, Ward, Pineda due up in the ninth, with Brito and Flores to follow should anybody reach. Cyclones looking to add to a 4-1 lead at the moment, though. 1-2. And Consuegra pulls it on the ground. Fair. Down the third baseline, rolling towards the wall. Parada on his way to third. He'll be held there as Stanley Consuegra has his first hit back in Brooklyn. It's a two-out eighth inning double. Tenth double with the Cyclones this year. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So, second and third with two out. And now it is DeAndre Smith with a runners in scoring position opportunity. DeAndre 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Looking to deliver a big base hit here. And he fouls the first pitch he sees to the mesh screen. It's 0-1. Smith reunited with his old USC teammate, Rylan Thomas. Both in the lineup here in Brooklyn for the second straight day. The 0-1. And Smith late sends it foul on top of Brooklyn's dugout. It's 0-2. Left fielder Rincones playing medium depth. With a righty batter at the plate. The 0-2. Swinging a foul tip off the glove of Nava. And DeAndre stays alive. There's Manny Goico, mental skills coach, getting some camera time tonight here in Brooklyn. Manny does a phenomenal job working on the Cyclone players and coaches. One of the many great people as a part of the Cyclone support staff in 2023. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the high fastball, inning over. So Martinez bends but does not break. Strands a pair in scoring position in the ninth. Or in the eighth, I should say. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted a chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Vical Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On is the southpaw, Quinn Brody, to try and close out a Cyclone victory. Brody, 6'1", 195, 27 years old from Glendale, California. Brody making his 15th appearance out of the bullpen with Brooklyn this year. No record, a 3.44 ERA with one save. 18 hits and 18 in the third innings. 13 walks, 25 strikeouts. Brody last pitched against Hudson Valley on Friday night through a scoreless inning, struck out 2, and a 3-up, 3-down frame. Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, Leandro Pineda. 3 left-handers due up to face him in the ninth. Lee Sang 0 for 2, is hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second. And he takes down and in for ball one. Brody only saved this year in Hudson Valley back on May the 19th. Through 3 innings to close out a victory as Lee Sang fouls it to the left. And the count 1-1. Final line for Jay Speck. He goes a scoreless eighth. One hit, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. 22 pitches and 15 strikes. There's the numbers for Quinn so far in Brooklyn this year. The lefty's 1-1 and a slider low. It's two balls and one strike. Brody, former third-round pick of the Mets out of Stanford. First year on the Hill as a pitcher, as a professional. The 2-1, high, and it's three balls and one strike. Time called at home by Lee Seng. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. Brooklyn trying to even up this series at 1-1 apiece. 3-1, and Lee Seng off the hands. Off towards Surf Avenue, out of the stadium. It's full three balls and two strikes. Brody rejoined Brooklyn from Double-A Binghamton in early June. The payoff pitch, high ball 4, and Lee Seng starts the ninth with a walk. So Marcus on base for the second time tonight. One on, nobody out for Nick Ward. Ward at 2-for-3 today. Infield base hit. His last trip in the seventh was thrown out trying to score on a great throw by Stanley Consueger. Lefty's first pitch, and Ward takes the slider down. It's 1-0. Lee Seng, a modest leadoff of first, the 1-0. And Ward takes high. It's two balls and no strikes. Right-hander is up in Brooklyn's bullpen. That is Benito Garcia. The 2-0. And that's high for ball three. Leandro Pineda would represent the tying run. He is on deck. Cues 3-0, and Ward takes inside for ball four. So back-to-back walk start the ninth, and Jersey Shore will bring the tying run to the plate with nobody out. Kevin Parada out to the mound to talk with Brody. Quinn since returning to Brooklyn from Double-A Binghamton has walked 5 in an inning and a third. That was not as much of an issue prior to his stint in the Eastern League. Now looking for a ground ball to try and erase some of these base runners. Pineda 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly tonight. And the first pitch he sees in the dirt, down and away. Check swing, did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Melton. It's one ball and no strikes. Six straight out of the zone for the lefty. And I have to imagine this will be Brody's final batter. The 1-0, and Pineda swings through a high fastball. Game-tying hack from Pineda. It's one ball and one strike. Brody originally drafted out of high school by the Nationals in the 37th round. As a pitcher, was a two-way player for a brief time at Stanford. The 1-1, and Pineda fouls it to the padded wall behind the plate. And the count moves to 1-2. Lee Seng at second, Ward at first. Nobody out in the top of the ninth. The 1-2 for Brody. Slider outside. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. First time Jersey Shore has had multiple base runners at once since they scored in the second. The 2-2. Slider in there. Strike three call. Big punch shot for Quinn Brody. One away in the top of the ninth. And now he's a ground ball away from ending the contest. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So no call to the bullpen for Brooklyn, as they'll have Brody face the righty swinging Eric Brito. Brito 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Rounded out to the pitcher his last time. And he takes outside for ball one. It's been a tight strike zone at the plate for Brian Laws all night. The lefty's 1-0. And Brito fights it off the handle. It's even, 1 ball and 1 strike. Brito hit the sharp grounder that Stewart knocked down and threw him out with a bare hand. Caused the training staff to come out, take a look, but Stewart stayed in the game. The 1-1. And Brito takes up and away. Groans from the hometown crowd. It's 2 balls and a strike. Wilfredo Flores, the DH. The go-ahead run on deck. The 2-1. Way inside. And now Brody in danger of walking the bases loaded. Two on, one out. Top half of the ninth inning, Brooklyn a 4-1 lead. 3-1 the count. Brody kicks and offers, and Brito takes it at the knees. And the count full 3-2. Brito has those gray pant legs rolled up just below the knees, sporting the tall red socks. The payoff pitch on the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. And the Cyclones are one out away from victory. From 3-1 to a looking strikeout. Painted gorgeously on the inside corner by Brody. Two out now in the ninth inning. And here is Wilfredo Flores. It will actually not be Wilfredo Flores. A pinch hitter will be summoned to the plate in the form of Anthony Kirion. Kirion homered here in Brooklyn in the opening series of the year. He represents the tying run. Kirion 2-for-4 last night in his first game back with the Blue Claws from the injured list. Overall this year hitting .255, a homer, 7 RBIs. And the first pitch of the righty batter is taken for a called strike one. Kirion, 5-game hitting streak dating back to his stint on minor league rehab in the Florida Complex League, 10 for his last 19. Two on, two out. Brody's 0-1. Swing and a miss at the high fastball, and the Cyclones are 1 strike away. Looking for his second career save. Crowd here at Maimonides Park beginning to rise, not only in voices, but standing as well. The 0-2 pitch fouled off behind the plate. And Kirion stays alive. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game 3 of this series tomorrow night. Lee Sang at second, Ward at first. Two out. The 0-2 pitch. Kirion Fly ball, shallow center. Coming on as Thomas makes the catch, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Quinn Brody walks the first two batters of the inning, then gets back-to-back strikeouts before a lazy fly ball to center. The second save in Quinn Brody's professional career. Your final score tonight from Coney Island, the Brooklyn Cyclones 4 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. Brooklyn at now 4-1 in the second half. Jersey Shore dropping to 3-2 as the Cyclones' outstanding pitching continuing to flex their muscles after a small blip in the radar in last night's defeat. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 1. Don't go anywhere. Back with more from Imonides Park after these words on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Great interview down on the field for Johnny Gadamowicz with our player of the game, Tyler Stewart. Second straight victory for Stu. Now 3-0 on the season, a minor league best, 1.42. ERA, as the Brooklyn Bats provided just enough offense to secure a victory. Your final tally tonight, Brooklyn 4 and Jersey Shore 1. Justin Rock back with you here from Maimonides Park on Coney Island with the win tonight. As you mentioned earlier, Brooklyn improving it to 4-1 in the second half, 32-38 on the season. Jersey Shore dropping to 3-2 in the half, 38-32. On the campaign, taking you through the game that was tonight, bullpen game for Jersey Shore. Sam Jacobsack made the start against the right-hander, our player of the game, Tyler Stewart. And after Jersey Shore went in order on 8 pitches in the first, Alex Ramirez nearly saw that many in his at-bat to lead off the home first. He walked, stole second base after Kevin Parada flied out to center. William Lugo had our house potato chips play of the game. 69% of the vote. Ramirez breaks for third. Lugo, a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Back into his right. Rincones at the warning track. Off the very top of the fence and gone. Off the very top of the Xavier High School signage right above where the white X is on that maroon sign. A two-run home run for Lugo. That two-run home run by William Lugo gave Brooklyn a lead they never relinquished. That play of the game brought to you by House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. House Potato Chips, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. They weren't done there, however. After Stanley Consuegra struck out, DeAndre Smith walked and stole second base, and that brought up Omar De Los Santos for a TD Bank double. The 2-1. And De Los Santos, a high drive to left. Back goes Rincon is looking up. It's one hop off the fence. Smith will score standing up. De Los Santos on his way to second, and he'll slide in there head first with an RBI double. 12th double, 22nd RBI of the year for Omar De Los Santos, and Brooklyn has a 3-0 first inning lead. An RBI double by De Los Santos, as you heard, made it a 3-0 ball game. Once again, it was the leadoff batter in the second inning that provided the only run against Tyler Stewart tonight. Marcus Lee Sang on a 1-0 pitch was inconspicuously hit in the foot with a back foot slider. Advanced to second on a wild pitch after taking third on an infield base hit by Nick Ward. Leandro Pineda, a sac fly to center, brought him in, made it a 3-1 ball game. But that would be the only run Jersey Shore would muster the rest of the night. And Brooklyn made sure that one run was quickly erased in terms of the difference on the scoreboard as Junior Tillian led off the bottom of the second with a bang. The game bid, and he drives one in the air to left. Back goes Rinconis to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one bang off the video board. The first Cyclones home run for Junior Tillian goes right off his body on the digitalized video board. Out it straightaway left. Brooklyn gets the run back. It's 4-1 in the second. .3.2 miles an hour off the bat, 351 feet. That home run by Tillian, his first as a Cyclone, gave Brooklyn a 4-1 advantage, and the pitching carried the team the rest of the way. Tyler Stewart went seven innings of one-run ball. Jay Speck came on through a scoreless eighth, and then Quinn Brody had a little bit of nervousness to start the ninth inning, walked the first two batters, but then struck out the following two before getting a lazy fly out to center to end the ball game. As Brooklyn wins it tonight by a final of 4-1. Winning pitcher Tyler Stewart, he's 3-0. Seven innings, one run, four hits, two walks, just one strikeout tonight, but lowers his ERA to a minor league best, 1.42. Sam Jacobsack was the spot starter tonight. He falls to 0-2, went two-thirds of an inning. Three runs all earned on two hits, walked two, and struck out one. Save goes to Quinn Brody. He threw a scoreless ninth, walked two, and struck out two. His second save of his professional career. Final line score tonight, Jersey Shore, one run, five hits, no errors. They left seven. Brooklyn, four runs, five hits, no errors. They left four. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,378. Here at Maimonides Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long tonight. Some finals already. Greenville over Asheville, 6-1. It was Hickory, a 7-0 shutout of Greensboro. Going to the bottom of the ninth right now in Rome, Bowling Green, a 7-3 lead on the Braves. Wilmington looking to send Hudson Valley to 0-5 to start the second half. They have a 4-1 lead on the Renegades right now in the top of the ninth. And it is final in Maryland. Aberdeen, a 6-2 winner against Winston-Salem. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, Mets at home against the Brewers. Top of the ninth, they trail 3-2. Victor Caratini, a two-run homer for Milwaukee. Brett Beatty and Brandon Nimmo, a pair of former Cyclones, went back-to-back for the Mets, only two runs tonight. Triple-A Syracuse shut out at home by Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Yankees affiliate, a 7-0 final there. Tyler McGill roughed up in his first start back at the Triple-A level. Double-A Binghamton falling at home to Hartford. Rockies Farm Club 5-4. Augustine Ruiz, a two-run home run, his ninth of the year at the Double-A level. Single-A St. Lucie falls at home to Dunedin. Blue Jays Farm Club 6-4. Wilfredo Lara, his ninth home run of the year, a solo shot for St. Lucie. Everything else in the organization, Complex Ball, Florida Complex League had off today. Dominican Summer League, the Mets blue team winning on the road against the Nationals 5-4 in 7, and the Mets orange team losing at home to the Marlins by a final of 4-2. Looking at Major League Baseball, abbreviated schedule on a travel day Thursday, Pirates beat the Padres 5-4. It was the Tigers over the Rangers 8-5. Royals walk off the Guardians 4-3 and 10. Yankees score 8 runs in 1 inning, beat the A's 10-4. Rays over the Diamondbacks 6-1 out in the desert. White Sox beat the Angels 9-7. Despite Brian Bello carrying a no-hit bid into the 7th, Red Sox get shut out by the Marlins 2-0. Blue Jays squeak one past the Giants 2-1 in Toronto, middle of the 8th in St. Louis. Astros leading the Cardinals at 10-0 in a rematch of some mid-2000s NLCS matchups. Cubs at trailing the Phillies 3-1, bottom of the 7th at Wrigley Field, and they are in a delayed start due to wet grounds in Colorado. There was a massive hailstorm that came through Coors Field earlier today. Incredible videos. Check it out on social media. Literally the entire field was covered in hail. It looked like snow out in Denver earlier today. But that game in a delayed start will be Emmett Sheehan against Chase Anderson if and when that game gets underway. Our series continues tomorrow night. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore will meet 7 o'clock first pitch. Gates open at 6. Our coverage hits the airwaves at 6:45 Eastern time. It'll be Blade Tidwell, the Mets' number 7 pitching prospect, to get the ball, 4-3. A 3.83 ERA. He's won 4 straight decisions. He'll go against the righty Gunnar Mayer, 1-3, a 4.43 earned run average. Will be a fun time at the ballpark tomorrow. Our rescheduled Pride Night from the postponement earlier in the month. It'll also be our Friday night drinks on us. Post-game fireworks, 2000s night, and the first 1,500 fans of the gates tomorrow will get a special Pride Brooklyn Cyclones jersey. It looks fantastic, so come on out to the ballpark tomorrow. Gates open at 6. Coverage starts at 6:45. That'll do it for us tonight on the Cyclones Radio Network, as Brooklyn defeats Jersey Shore by a final of 4-1. For our ownership group of the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock, saying so long from Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Again, your final tally, the Cyclones 4. And the Blue Claws won. We hope to have you with us tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening, everybody. So long from Maimonides Park.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.